picture of the time I harvested with like three generations, like my grandfather, him, me.
Yeah.
So like someone sent them like a message like milestone on your son's bar mitzvah.
Yeah. Okay, we are holding Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. Kiddushin Lamed Amud Aleph. We got pretty far down the page. We're gonna pick up from the first, no, the last skinny line. The last skinny line. Amar Rav Safra Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Chananya. May dechsev v'shinantam levanecha. What is the pasuk teaching us when it tells us v'shinantam levanecha? A strange question, because it's teaching us to teach our children Torah, isn't it? But the question is sort of the kind of question they ask when you have an answer. Meaning it's not, this is not the Pashup Shalom Pasuk, but we're going to say that from this Pasuk we use it as a remez to an Inyan that is clearly not Daoraisa. Meaning an Inyan that does not seem to be Daoraisa. Al Tikri Vishinantam, El Vishilashtem. Don't read it as Vishinantam, rather read it as Vishilashtem. What kind of trick is that? You're allowed to just take a word and not read it the way it says it and just make it. It's not an actual Kriyam Ksiv in the Torah. I actually didn't look up to see if anyone discusses that kind of Al Tikri, where it's not a Kriyam Ksiv, it's just someone decided that it makes sense to read it Vishilashtem because we have a nice drasha to make from Vishilashtem. But the Marsha asked this question. Where is it merumas at all that you should read it Vishilashtem and not Vishinantem? And the Marsha explains that Chazal explained the word Vishinantem Miloshon Shnios, meaning that sometimes you go over your learning a second time. So since it says Vishinantem with two nuns, they darshan that you have to go over your learning twice aside from the first time you learned. Meaning Vishinantem, had it said Vishinasem, so then it would mean go over your learning a second time, right? Have a second learning. Since it's two nuns, Vishinantem, so we assume that it means have two second learnings, meaning the first time you learn plus two times Chazara. And therefore, you learn three times. You learn everything three times. And that's what the Gemara is saying. They have to be Meshalesh Talmudo. So when it says, Al Tikri Vishinantem El Vishilashtem, it's because the Os Nun could be switched with the Os Lamed in the Osios Datla Nas. That's what he says. That there's, you know, there's Adbash. So there's something called Datla Nas. I don't know what Datla Nas is exactly, how that works exactly. But whatever it is, the Os Nun is in one of these funny gematrias, can be switched with the Os Lamed. Whatever it is, so the Marsha seems to assume that there is something in that word. The Pnei Yeshua understands that Chazal Darshan, based on the fact that the Gemara is going to say later on in this stuff, that we learn from Vishnantam Shu Divrei Torah Mechudadin Beficha, that the Divrei Torah should be very fluent in your mouth. That if someone asks you something in learning, you shouldn't have to stammer and stumble in order to answer the question in learning. But rather, you should be able to say it right away. So we darshan because it doesn't say velimaditem. It says vishinantem. So based on that drasha, we can say al tikra vishinantem el vishlashem, meaning since the Torah can't be talking about Torah Shebichsav alone, because divrei Torah Shebichsav are not supposed to be v'chudadin bepiv. It has to, right? Divrei Torah Shebichsav, you're supposed to always read from the Chumash. You're supposed to read. It shouldn't be just something that, you know, someone asks you and boom, you blurt it right out. There has to be something about Mishnah and Talmud. So because you can't learn, you can't be Bara Halacha mitocha Mishnah. And therefore, it has to be that it's teaching us that about the limud of Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. From all of them together, then Divrei Torah, if you learn them all in concert with each other, then Divrei Torah are going to be Mechudadim Beficha. That's how you gain fluency, by gaining a thorough knowledge of halacha. How do you gain a thorough knowledge of halacha? It's not by opening up a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's not by opening up even a Mishnah Berurah. A thorough knowledge of halacha is by learning the sugya, learning the pasuk. Where does it come from in Chumash? Learning the Mishnayis and the Gemara and working it through that way. That's how one gains a thorough knowledge of the halacha. So he says maybe that's what Vishinanta means, Mechudadim Beficha. So Vishinanta means Mechudadim Beficha. By definition, that has to mean Vishilashtem, that you need all three areas of Torah. Because one can't have Mechudadim Beficha unless they have all areas of Torah that go into their education. That's what the Pnei Yeshua suggests. Whatever the case may be, the Gemara clearly assumes that there is something about dividing things into thirds when it comes to learning. So what is this vishilashtem? La'olam yishalish adam shnosav. A person should divide his years into three. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishnah, shlish b'talmud. One third of his years in Mikra, one third in Mishnah, and one third in learning Talmud, which ostensibly means that if a person does a quick cheshbon and says, well, I haven't learned yet, let's say, and I'm 30 years old right now, I plan on dying when I'm 120, so I have 90 years left to live, so between the ages of 30 and 60, I'm going to focus on Mikra, 60 and 90, I'll focus on Mishnah, and 90 to 120, I'll focus on Talmud. And that's how I'm going to take care of dividing up my life. So the Gemara says, that is great if Hashem gave you that secret to tell you how long you're going to be, you're going to live and able to learn. But mi yodea kamachai? Does a person know how long he's going to live? Any of us, we're all at any given moment. We don't know. It could be... it could happen at any moment that we lose our lives, or we could live for a very, very, very long time. We have no idea. So it says, Mar lo tzricha liyomi. It doesn't mean to divide up your years. That would be crazy. That would be impossible. No, it means divide up your days. What do you mean divide up your days? Says Rashi, yimei hashavua, the days of the week you divide up. Now, what does Rashi mean by yimei hashavua? How do you do that division? So Pashas is, if he meant that you divide up each day, that you break up each day, then he would not have said Yemei HaShavuah, the days of the week. He would say Kol Yom V'Yom, divide up. No, Yemei HaShavuah means take your week and divide it into three even parts, and have one third of the week in Mikra, one in Mishnah, one in Talmud, L'chora. That's what he means. It's not a number that's divisible by three. Okay, it's a problem. If it's seven is not divisible by three, Chazara day. Always good to have a Chazara day. Good. So says Tosos. Lo tzricha liyomi. Pirush bekuntros yemei hashabbos. You should divide up the days of the week. Klomar, meaning to say, shnei yamim mikra, shnei yamim mishnah, u'shnei yamim begemara. 2 days mikra, 2 days mishnah, 2 days gemara. That's what Rashi says according to Tosos. Now, does Rashi actually say that? No, but that's what Rashi meant. Meaning, when Rashi says Yemei HaShavuah, he meant 2 days each. Now, there's no seventh day there, so you have to assume Chazar. You can't assume that it means that you should take a day off from learning, right? If you leave Torah for 1 day, Yomayim Yazuni, it's going to leave you for 2 days. It's going to have a negative effect in one's learning. So probably it means that there should be Chazara. But Frek Tosus, I don't understand. He says, don't you still have the problem that you don't know how long you're going to live? What does he mean to ask? You still have the problem you don't know how long you're going to live. No, you don't. The problem was that you might die at 90 and never get to Talmud, right? So you don't have that problem because you're doing every week. You're doing Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. So what does he say? What's he saying? That you still don't know how long you're going to live. So Pashas is saying, what if you die on a Tuesday? Then it will turn out that you didn't make it to Gemara that week, or you only made half of your Mishnayos that week. And then you will not have fulfilled being Mishalesh. V'nir li lefarish, b'kol yom v'yom atzmo yishalesh. So that's why it tells us, I think it means each and every day should be divided up. Each day, divide a little Mikra, a little Mishnah, a little Talmud. Very strange Tosfos, no? Because, L'chora, what can you turn around and ask on Tosfos? You might die at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And then what? You're never going to make it to Talmud. You always have that. Unless there were some way to learn all three simultaneously, you're always going to have this problem. So Tosfos does point out, Al-Kain Tikin B'Seder Rav Amram Gon, K'mo Shanu Noga B'chol Yom, Kodem Sukkah Dezimra Loma Mikra Mishnah Gemara, that we actually have in our Siddur that before Pesukah Dezimra we actually say Mikra Mishnah and Gemara all together. So in such close succession. So if you're doing it pretty much simultaneously, and that way you fulfill your being Mishali Shnosa. You don't have to worry about Miyada Kamachai because it's mamish within minutes of each other. Mikra Mishra. How do we have Mikra Mishra and Gemara before Pesukim Dezimra? Well, we have the Parshas of the Korbanos, that is Mikra. Ezu Mekoma and Mishnah. Why do we do Ezu Mekoma as opposed to any other parak in Shas? The famous answer is given Mishra Berurah quotes from Magen Avraham, I think. It's the only parak in Shas with no machlokas. So you want to be Mekai Mishnah Berurah, you know, a clear teaching that there's no one that argues about, so that's the way to do it. And then Gemara with Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So mamish, within minutes of each other we get it. So you don't have any concern of miyoda kamechayim. So maybe that's what Tosfos suggests. That b'kol yom yomatzvah yishalish doesn't mean that if you can have 9 hours a day to learn, that 3 hours should be mikra, 3 hours should be mishnah, 3 hours should be talmud. Because then you still have the same problem miyoda kamechayim. Maybe it means that you have to come up with a way to do them all simultaneously. So that miyoda kamechayim doesn't become a problem. How do you do it all simultaneously? Well, one suggestion is what Rav Amram Gon did. Which isn't exactly simultaneous, but it's really close. It's within minutes. And then the other possibility is Rabbi Natan Peter Shanu Somchan Adam Rim Sanhedrin Bavel Belula Bemikra Mishnah BeGemara. The Gemara is Bavel Belula Mikulam. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, you know why it's called Talmud Bavli? Because it was written in Bavel, right? Yeah, but why is it called Bavel? Because that's the name of the place, Bavel. No, it's called Bavel because Bavel is like Balul, and what's Balul? What's Belila? When something becomes well mixed. We have belila by a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha requires a certain amount of flour, a certain amount of oil, and there's a mitzvah to do belila, to make sure the oil mixes into all the flour really well so that none of the flour remains dry. This is the concept that the Gemara has in several places. Kol haroi lebila, ein bila ma'akeves bo. V'kol she'en haroi lebila, bila ma'akeves bo. That if you have the right ratio of flour to oil, even if you don't actually mix it all together, so you're yotzei the mitzvah. But kol she'en haroi lebila, if you don't even have the right ratio where it couldn't even be that amount of oil would moisten all of the flour, then bila ma'keves bo. Then the fact that you didn't do the bila is going to ruin the entire carbon mincha. So it's a din by a carbon mincha. We use it in so many different contexts, having nothing to do with carbon mincha, but we should realize that the original context is by carbon mincha, it's by bila. What's bila? Mixing and saturating the flour with the oil. That's what it's about. So Bavel is Balul Mikulam. It is saturated and mixed with all three, with Mikra, with Mishnah, with Talmud. You take any page in Shas, and you're bound to find somewhere on the page some Psukim, you're bound to find somewhere on the page some Mishnah or Tosefta or something, and you're bound to find on the page Gemara as well. And that way you fulfill all three simultaneously. So it could be that's what Tosfos is getting at. When Tosfos says, Miyada Kamachai, you can't just divide up the days of the week. And Tosfos said, instead, what do you have to do? Each and every day you divide up. So Pasha reading of that first part of Tosfos is each and every day you divide up means if you have 9 hours, three, three, and three. But no, maybe what Tosfos is really saying is he's introducing the next point he's about to make. And that is, it cannot be three, three, and three, because what if you die in the middle of the afternoon? No, what he's trying to say is you have to come up with a way to do it simultaneously, to mamish do it at the same time. How do you do it at the same time? Well, there's one way to get very close to doing it at the same time, and that's doing Rav Amram Gon's suggestion before Pesukei Dezimra. But the other way to do it simultaneously, much more accurate in terms of simultaneously, is what Rabbeinu Tam suggests based on Talmud Bavli being Balul Bekulam, Balul Bemikra Bemishnah Ubi Gemara. Good. That is the suggestion of Tosfos. Now, what's the Chakira over here? Meaning, what is the Lumdus to think about over here? There is this Halacha. Let's call it a Din Derabbanan. That when one learns, a person is supposed to learn Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud. What's the purpose of that din? What are we driving at? What are we trying to accomplish by making such a din that one has to learn Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud? So what do you think? What's it for? When I want to learn Talmud. Let me learn Talmud. You have to hack me with Mikra, Mishnah. That they're interdependent. There's no such thing as Talmud without Mishnah, no such thing as Mishnah without Mikra. And Mikra absent Mishnah and Talmud is very empty, right? So the mitzvah depends. And therefore what? Therefore I must do what exactly? Every time I learn Talmud, I have to learn Mikra Mishnah? Is it a dinin? Meaning, what's it a dinin? It's an insult to Talmud to try to do so without learning Mikra Mishnah at that moment? Or is it something else? Am I ever allowed to just sit down and learn Talmud? Or sit down and learn Mikra for that matter? So one could make the argument that no, you're not. It's an insult to what? It's a cheapening of one not to learn all three. And that's why they all need to be done simultaneously. So learn all three together. But that would be very hard in Lemaisa. Meaning that would mean Lemaisa every time you sit and learn, you got to try to do all three simultaneously. Another possibility is that a Jew has a requirement not just to learn Torah, a Jew has a mitzvah of Yediyas HaTorah. We have an obligation to know Kala Torah Kula. So Rav Shechter likes to say, Kala Torah Kula is not so hard to know Kala Torah Kula. It could all fit on one bookshelf. Kala Torah Kula. Doesn't mean you have to know every Sefer ever written. Just means the basics. Tanakh, Shas, Bavli, Yerushalmi, Medrash. You know, Shulchan Aruch. The basics. Fits all on one bookshelf. Now, if I love Talmud and I sit and I learn Talmud all day, that's wonderful. I may get a great knowledge of Talmud, but that's not the only mitzvah. The mitzvah is to know Kala Torah Kula. So if I didn't learn Tanakh and Mishnah, then I'm not fulfilling the requirement to learn Kala Torah Kula. Now, if that's the case, it's a din in Yediyas HaTorah. It's a din in Chazal providing us with a curriculum with which we can accomplish knowledge of Kala Torah Kula. And that curriculum involves all three elements. Now, the Main Afkamina, whether it's a din in Yediyas HaTorah or a din in showing the respect to each of them. Showing the respect to Mikra, to know that Mikra doesn't come alone. Mikra comes with Mishnah and Talmud. And maybe even with your showing that respect, Vart, the idea that you were saying before, that you're showing that they're interconnected, maybe that only needs to be demonstrated once a day. Maybe you don't have to demonstrate that every time you learn. You could amass knowledge in one area, and it may be a more effective way of amassing knowledge, as long as at some point during the day you show to look that they're all interconnected, because this is the totality of Torah. This is the way Torah works. So let's say it that way. So the Main Afkamina, whether the reason that you do Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud is a way of showing the totality of Torah, demonstrating that you understand the three prongs of Torah and how interconnected they are, versus a din in a curriculum to achieve your maximum Yediyas HaTorah. So I'll tell you a very strong Nafkamina. Tos says at the end, Rav Amram Gonuz Masakein, that before Pesukei Dezimra, you say Mikra, Mishnah, and Talmud, right? What did we say? How do you do that? Which Pesukim do you say? Karbanos, right? Talmud, Ketores. And what am I going to say tomorrow? Same Pesukim. And the next day? Same Pesukim. And Mishnah is a Mekomen. Today, tomorrow, yesterday, same Mishnahs. Talmud, same one. Well, wait a second. Does that help? If I'm trying to accomplish a Yediyas HaTorah, you want to give me a curriculum whereby I can learn Kala Torah Kula. It's a really stupid curriculum to learn the same thing every single day. I'm never going to learn anything. I may know Izum will come by heart. Maybe yeah, maybe no, but I'm certainly not going to know anything else. That would really not accomplish anything. Or even Tosis's final suggestion. Talmud Bavli is Balul B'Mikra, Balul B'Mishnah, Balul B'Talmud. Has all of these different elements, right? If you learn Talmud Bavli, will you know Tanakh? Probably not. You'll know certain Pesukim. You'll know, oh, that Pesuk is in Baba Kama, that Pesuk, but you're not going to know Tanakh. To know Tanakh, you have to actually learn Tanakh. So what does that accomplish if the din is a din in Yediyas HaTorah, a curriculum for knowledge of Kol HaTorah Kula? It's not. It's a poor curriculum, because you're not going to have knowledge of Tanakh and Mishnayos by just learning Talmud Bavli. You're not going to know Maseches Uktzin by just learning Talmud Bavli. How are you going to know these things? Tosfos must be working with the assumption that the idea of being Mishalish Shnosav is not a curriculum in Talmud Torah. The idea of being Mishalish Shnosav is to show that you understand the link, the connection, the interconnectedness of these three elements of Torah, and one only fulfills his mitzvah of Talmud Torah each and every day to the max if it's against that backdrop of an understanding of the interconnectedness of the Torah. You don't have to split your time evenly each and every day in all these things. When you learn Talmud Bavli, most of what you're doing is Talmud, much more than Mikra and Mishnah. Most of what you're doing is actually Talmud, and that's okay. It doesn't have to be evenly divided, as long as at some point you show that you understand that this is a significant connection. That's what Tosfos seems to be working with. Rashi, on the other hand, says you divide your days. Shlish b'mikra, shlish b'mishna, shlish b'talmud means Sunday, Monday, Mikra. Tuesday, Wednesday, Mishnah. Thursday, Friday, Talmud. So what's Rashi assuming? Rashi's assuming that you're dividing it pretty evenly, right? And that it seems to be some sort of curriculum. And that it's not the same thing over and over again each and every day. So you're really going to learn these things. You're really going to know them. Right? What's the weakness in Rashi? If that's the pshat, that is to arrive at a yediyah, a fulfillment of the chiyuv of yediyas HaTorah. What's the weakness in Rashi's schedule that he suggests? Think about your own experience. In your yeshiva, you probably never learned more Tanakh in your life than when you were in Israel for the year, I would bet. Because usually, when someone's in Israel for a year, 2 years, at some point they say, oh my God, I don't know any Tanakh. I should do a parak a day. And they make it through Nevi'im Rishonim usually, and then they get to Yeshayahu and they're like, what on earth is going on here? And that's when they quit. No, am I off base? Something like that, right? Pretty much. But still, all of Nevi'im Rishonim, every single day, a parak Tanakh. How long did you spend? Did you guys ever try this, the parak a day? Yeah. So how long did you spend on the parak a day? Half hour max, right? Maybe 45 minutes. Okay, that's... And how much time did you spend on Gemara? Yeah, 10 hours. Why? Why? Because you enjoy Gemara more? Maybe. Let's say you would have spent a half hour a day on Gemara. Would you have gotten in as much out of that Gemara as you did out of the half hour on Tanakh? Of course not. You don't even get Aleph Beis in Gemara in a half hour. You can't even understand the Gemara's Kasha yet in a half hour. But you need time to really work through a sugya. It's impossible. So what's Rashi suggesting over here? Split your time evenly. 2 days a week, every week in Mikra. 2 days a week, every week in Mishnah. 2 days a week, every week in Talmud. That is also a very stupid curriculum. If you really want to gain the Yediyas HaTorah, it doesn't seem to work. So we have a problem, you know, we can be Mevaer, the Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, as Tosfos saying that it's a din in Talmud Torah vis-a-vis the recognition of the interconnectedness of Torah, and therefore it just has to be done as a token at the beginning of the day to acknowledge the nature of Torah. And Tosfos assumes, and Rashi assumes, that it's a din in Yediyas HaTorah. And therefore we need a curriculum that actually works. But l'chora, there's a problem with Rashi and there's a problem with Tosfos. The problem with Rashi is that it's not a smart idea. It's just a practical problem. It doesn't seem to really be a great idea. The problem with Tosfos, l'chora, is that it doesn't really fit the Gemara all that well. L'olam yishalei sh'adam shnosa. So the Gemara had said, oh, mi yada kamachai. The way Tosfos understood the Gemara clearly is that initially the Havamina was, if I think I'm going to live 90 more years, I'll do 30 years Mikra, 30 years Mishra, 30 years Talmud. Whereas the mi yada kamachai, you don't know how long you're going to live, that's ridiculous. Then when the Gemara answers and it says, l'tzricha liyomi, according to Tosfos, the Gemara is changing the very nature of the Yeshalish Adam Shnosan. It's not just we're changing the numbers from dividing up years to dividing up days. That's the way Rashi says, we're just changing the numbers. But the nature of the din is the same din. There has to be thirds, even thirds, because you have to cover everything. But Tosfos understands that, no, the very nature of the din is changing at that point in the Gemara. We first thought it has to be even thirds because you have to really learn everything, you have to cover everything. But now the Gemara is saying, no, just make sure a little bit each day that you acknowledge, that you tip your hat to Mikra and Mishnah and Talmud a little bit each day, whatever you're going to choose to learn for the rest of your day. You might spend the whole day learning Tanakh, but you tip your hat in the morning to Mishnah and Talmud also by saying, Ezum Makom and Rabbi Shmuel Lomer. An entirely different din. But that's what the words Yishalish Adam Shnosav means. That's how we tight it up. Layomi is to just tip your hat. Yishalish means you divide into three parts. That's not just a hat tip. That's something that's a real learning l'chora. So it's difficult. Tosfos has a difficulty. Rashi has a difficulty. It's difficult. Yeah. Meaning you're assuming that Yishalish doesn't mean really divide into three parts, it just means... Right, because he's trying to sell you on Yishalish. But Pashto says here Yishalish means divide into thirds, really. Even thirds. So it's difficult. Not only that, I mean, if you buy into this Tosfos, or especially Rabbeinu Tam, you buy into Rabbeinu Tam, Talmud Bavli is the answer to everything, which seems like the Yeshivish model, right? That you learn Talmud Bavli, you only learn Talmud Bavli, and don't worry, that's good enough, you'll have everything you need. How far does that go exactly? If you look in the Shach, in Reish Mem Hei, Sivkat and Hei, the Shach comments, you know, when the Shulchan Aruch says, this din that a person should be mishalish and he should learn some Torah Shebichsav and then etc. Actually, the Shulchan Aruch, let's look it up. Yeah, do you have it out or no? Put it back. Yerdeya Reish Mem Hei Hilchos Melamedin. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Hayaminuk bi'ir shalokeach malami tinokos schar, chayv lamda b'schar." That if the minig is that people pay a teacher, so you have a chiv to hire a teacher. Ad sheyikra Torah shebichsav kula. You have to continue paying a teacher until he teaches your child Torah shebichsav kula. The entire Torah Shabbat Veinu Chayv Lamdo B'Schar Mishnah B'Gemara, but you do not need to hire him to teach Mishnah and Gemara, just Torah Shabbat Kula. Says the Shach on the spot, what is Torah Shabbat Kula? Mashma Kol Tanach. Torah Shabbat Kula means all of Tanach. V'chein Pasuk Habach, because of the Shlokedin Nogin Olam Shalol Lamed Ispneim Tanach. That it's a very big mistake that people do. People never do it. They never teach their kids all of Tanakh. So says the Shach, doesn't bother me. V'ani omer, minhagon shel Yisrael Torahi. The minhag of the Jewish people to teach, you know, Talmud Bavli all the time and not teach them Tanakh, no problem. Why? Our Tosfos. B'shem Rabbeinu Tam. That on some chenar damin v'senajin shas bavli shabalu b'mikra u mishna v'shas that Shas Bavli itself is already mixed in Mikra, Mishnah, and Shas. Alma de Mishmachi, Enu Chayv L'Shalish HaShnosa B'Mikra, Enu Chayv L'Lamin and B'No, Mikra, Kivin Shalom Do Shas. So no problem, you don't have to teach your son Mikra because you already taught him Shas. And that's why we ignore Nafna Halach and Shulchan Aruch. They have to hire a Rebbe to teach your kid all of Tanakh. No problem. Because we're teaching our kids Shas. And that fulfills the requirement of teaching them all of Tanakh. Now wait a second. What's the problem with that argument? Rabbeinu Tam is applied by Tosfos as saying that Balul B'mikra Mishnah B'Talmud fulfills the obligation of being Mishalish Shenosa. There is a separate obligation to learn Tanakh. To say that you fulfill your obligation of Mishalish Shenosa with Talmud Bavli is one thing. To say that you fulfill your obligation of learning all of Tanakh with Talmud Bavli is another thing entirely. Because the way Tosfos understood Mishalish Shenosav, or the way we explain Tosfos understanding Mishalish Shenosav, is that it's not a curriculum to fulfill Yediyas HaTorah, Kala Torah Kula. This is not a valid or at all plausible way to really have Yediyas Kala Torah Kula. You will not know Tanakh when you study Talmud. You'll get a little Tanakh, you'll get a pasuk here and there, you will not know Tanakh. You will not have learned Tanakh. So to say that the requirement is just to tip your hat to each area of learning, so you get a little bit of each, good. Talmud Bavli, you get that. To then take Rabbeinu Tam and say, oh, and that separate requirement that we have, to know all of Tanakh, that you fulfill that too, that's a very, very great chiddush. In fact, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Emes Liakov, the Mavo to the Emes Liakov, which is his Mavo L'Liman HaMikra, it's not really an introduction to the Sefer, I think one of the introduction shiurim I said over this Mavo L'Emes Liakov, we used to have those by way of introduction series, I love that stuff, that was fun stuff. But anyway, in his Mavo to Emes Liakov, he quotes this shach and he says, I don't buy it at all. He writes in at the end of Os Aleph of the Mavot Emes Yaakov, he writes, Avlefi anias daiti dinze lo dami lahadi yishali shashnosa. I don't think this is at all comparable to the din of being mishali shnosav. Tahasum miyumot shlusha mikros in a parashas b'chol yom kvar yatsa achiyuv. Because by being Mishali Shnosav, you could say the same parashios every single day, and you'll fulfill being Mishali Shnosav. What does he mean? Because according to Tosfos, being Mishali Shnosav is not about knowing Torah. Being Mishali Shnosav is just about acknowledging Tanakh. V'yaf bishav meshach kol yimei chayev lo zachal lo kama parashios shabbatorah b'neviyim k'suvim lo ichbat lo. V'kiv in shushal shnosav v'kiyim alachazu. The fulfillment of that alach has nothing to do with learning everything. Mashayin kein bedin zeh. But the din that you need to hire a melamed till your kid knows everything. You're not getting all of Torah Shabbat and Talmud Bavli. Problem is, how did the Shach miss this? How could the Shach seem pretty confident? You can fulfill being melamed kol Torah Shabbat kula by doing Talmud Bavli. Is that feasible? It could be that the Shach is making an assumption in terms of how we learn Talmud Bavli. And when I was in 11th grade, my Rebbe went to Israel for a couple of weeks. I don't remember what the occasion was. I think he was recruiting for YU. They sent him as a dean. He was a dean in YU, Rabbi Hecht. So they sent him for 2 weeks, like in the middle of the school year. And we had a sub. The sub was a young Kollel guy who was learning in Kollel YU at the time. Maybe he was in Kollel Elyon, I don't know. I think he was not even in Kollel Elyon yet. He was just in the regular Kollel. His name was Rav David Hirsch. So he has since become a Rosh Yeshiva in YU. So it was a very jarring experience for a 16, 17-year-old kid to be exposed to a personality like Rav David Hirsch. I don't know if you've ever been, you've ever had the pleasure, but he came into Shir, his Gemara the first day. He slammed his Gemara down on the table and he said, "You have two options. You're going to be a Shas man or you're going to be a dead man. Now let's learn." And we were just like terrified, and he learned at us for the next 2 weeks, and like it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. We learned a ton. But one of the things he taught us, remember some of the things he taught us, we were learning a Tosos. He told us to prepare a Tosos. So we're learning a Tosos. So he said, "Rabbi, you don't understand this Tosos." He says, "What do you mean you don't understand?" So he said, "Well, he's quoting this Gemara. I don't know what that Gemara is talking about. Did you look it up?" "No, we're 11th grade. Like, we were just trying to read the words. We didn't know that we're supposed to look up a Gemara that Tosos quotes." He said, "When Tosos quotes a Gemara, you better learn that whole perek. I mean, if you really want to understand what Tosos is trying to get at, you got the whole perek." So maybe he's working, the Shach is working with the Rav David Hirsch model of learning. The Gemara is going to quote a pasuk here, a pasuk there. How much? So you're just looking at that pasuk? Or you're going to learn that whole perek? You're going to look at everything around it. Then it could be that you'll come to a yediyah of Tanakh. By learning Talmud Bavli, maybe the way it's, you know, there's a Mishnah and Uktim quoted, you learn that whole perek. So you're not learning it Keseder, right, in order, but maybe Yitaka will get all the Tanakh that way. And will be a proper curriculum for learning. That if you have a framework that attaches you to different parts of Tanakh and you just branch out into those areas, so you actually can do it. So maybe that's what the Shach was assuming. I don't know, but Tosus does seem to assume that it's a, you know, that the issue of Mishalish is not a din in Yediyas HaTorah, and therefore the Shach's extension is otherwise untenable. It's otherwise very, very difficult, like Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky points out. Okay, so what do we have so far? We have Rashi, we have Tosos, and we have trouble with each of them. We have challenges with each of them. So let's take a look at the Rambam. The Rambam Hilchos Talmud Torah Perek Aleph, Halacha Yud Aleph and Yud Beis. So the Rambam writes, V'chayiv l'shalish es zman l'midaso. One has to divide his learning time into three. Shlush b'torah shebichsav, v'shlush b'torah shebal peh. So far we're good? One third Torah shebichsav, one third Torah shebal peh, and you'll get a load of the next line. Vishlish, what do you expect him to say? B'talmud, right? That's what it's supposed to be. Instead of using the word Mishnah, he used the word Torah Sheval Peh. Torah Sheval Peh is how he refers to Mishnah. So how does he define Talmud? Vishlish. Yavin v'yaskil achris davar mirishiso. V'yotzi davar midavar. V'yadamed davar ledavar. V'yadad b'midos shatar n'dreshes ben ad sheyede heichu ikra amidos v'ichyotzi asava amutar u'chayotzi behen midvarim shalom and mipiya shmua. Oh, and by the way, v'inyin zehu anikra Talmud. When the Gemara says the word Talmud, that one little word, it means all this. What is all this? To be able to compare things, contrast things, derive things, know the midos shatar adjustment so you can look at a pasuk and figure out how Chazal took that pasuk and got to a certain din. To use the drushes of Chazal to gain a deeper understanding of what those midos shatar adjustment ben are. It's amazing. According to the Ramban, the Ramban's definition of Talmud, you understand very well why Tikein B'Seder Rav Amram Gon. To have Shlush B'Talmud fulfilled, how? Rabbi Yishmael Omer. Of all passages to choose, your Shlush B'Talmud, is that a classic sugya? Shlush B'Talmud, Rabbi Yishmael Omer? But according to the Rambam, the whole kunz of Talmud is to understand how the Midos HaTorah and Drash Ben work. Mishnayis are halachas, Torah Shebal Peh. Halacha this, halacha that, do this, don't do that. Talmud is to understand how the Midos Shatar and Judgment work and how from the Chumash we arrive at the Halacha. It's an entirely different endeavor. But it's best summarized by the Yidgib Mishra Torah Jespa. So that's why it's Rabbi Shmuel Omer. So far the Ram didn't really, he defined the terms, but he did not yet tell us how to do it. Says the Rambam, Ketzad, how do you do it? Hayu bal umnus. Let's say you have a job, like a regular Jew has a job, so you have to work for a living. Vayosik b'malacha, so you have a typical job where you're working shalosh shos bayom, 3 hours a day. Right? You get a job at a law firm, and they tell you, sorry, we're going to have to work you so hard, but you're going to have to work from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. every single day. Most law firms now say 9 a.m. to 12 a.m. But the Rambam assumes 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. every single day. So that Nebuch only leaves you b'Torah Teisha. You only have 9 hours left to learn. So what do you do with your limited time? You only have 9 hours to learn. Osana Teisha, says the Rambam. Kori b'sholosh men b'Torah Shebichsav, u'b'sholosh b'Torah Shebalpeh, u'b'sholosh misbonin b'dayit olav and davar midavar. Good. 3, 3, and 3. See, in agreement with Rashi? No. Why? What did Rashi say? 2 days, 2 days, 2 days. Okay? Is he in agreement with Tosfos? Also no. Tosfos gave all these kunsim. I've had a chop them all at once. Talmud Bavli, I've said Rav Amram Gon, I have a kunz here and there. But not to actually divide it up evenly. But in principle, who's he more like? I mean, you just understand that Tulsa is telling you that you have to tip your hat every day to each of the areas of learning, but then do whatever you want. And Rashi's understanding of curriculum that really gets you through it, in principle, who's he more like? Rashi. He's setting up a curriculum where you're actually going to learn. You're going to learn Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebichsav, you're going to learn all these things. What was the weakness we pointed out in Rashi? That it's a silly curriculum. To spend as much time in Tanakh as you do in Bavli is crazy, as you do in Talmud is crazy. So the Rambam addresses that. V'divrei Kabbalah b'chal Torah Shebichsavei, n'perushim b'chal Torah Shebalpeh. He says Navi is part of Torah Shebichsav, Mefarshim is part of Torah Shebalpeh, v'nyanos v'nekroim pardes b'chal Talmud, Kabbalah is part of Talmud, b'med v'armamurim b'tchilas Talmudo shel Adam. This is only early on in your learning life. Aval kishe yagdil b'chachma. V'lo yehet sarach lo l'matar shebichsav. V'lo l'asik tam b'tar sheval peh. But once you've been learning for a little while, and it's no longer necessary for you to learn tar shebichsav or tar sheval peh, what do you mean no longer necessary? Hasn't that necessary? What? You've done it. You know it. You already know Tanakh. You already know Mishnayos. Then listen to this. Yikra bi'itim uzumanim Torah Shebichsav v'divrei Shmua. So spend some time on Torah Shebichsav and Divrei Shmua. Torah Shebalpeh. Kedei shlo yishkach davar midivrei dinei Torah. So that you remember things. You have to make sure to keep it fresh. But v'yifne kol yom av l'talmud bilvad l'fi rochav libo v'yishav daito. But the bulk of your time has to be in Talmud. So the Rambam is understanding, like Rashi, that it's a curriculum in Yediyas HaTorah. But what the Rambam is suggesting is that this idea of being Meshalesh is not a lifelong chiyuv. Your lifelong, it's a chiyuv to make sure that you know Kol HaTorah Kula. And the best way to accomplish that is start out with this broad base of everything. And then put your focus on Torah on Talmud while still not forgetting Torah Shebichsav and Torah Shebalpeh, while still keeping it fresh in your mind. What's the weakness in the Rambam? It doesn't fit with the Gemara at all. Why? What words did the Gemara use to describe the Shkiv? Look at the first words of the Gemara before that. It's a word right before that. Yeah, so the Ola means, what, the first 5 years? So it's difficult. Meaning the Gemara never mentioned, you know, graduating from Yishalish Adam Shnosef. And the Rambam doesn't even settle into a Tosos model. I mean, it's not like start out like Rashi and then move toward Tosos. He starts out like Rashi and then move toward, forget it. You know, don't forget it. Do everything but forget it. It's also difficult. each one his own challenges and fitting into the Gemara. Right, I have to run to YU, but we're going to Bez Hashem pick up with the Ran and Rabbeinu Yonah tomorrow, see what they have to say about this. And then I want to get into the next piece of Gemara, where the Gemara talks about the letters and the words in the Torah and how much we are expert in those things. But there's still a few more Makaros that we haven't gotten to today on this Inyan. Okay, have a great day.